welcome to this very special bonus episode of Talking Pictures Podcast. I'm your host, David, and join with me, as always, Brian. Brian, how are you?
All swell, Dave. We're here for this bonus one. We're here live.
We're going to be just talking about, we're doing quick reactions to the Oscars as they are presented. So,
and we're in the middle of Best Supporting Actress.
Best Supporting Actress.
So, and we've got a few of them right now from previous years who won.
Yeah, so we're going to listen to them and then we'll come back to you with who we think is going to win right before we find out who won.
And I'm still thinking Divine Johnny Radloff.
The Oscar goes to Divine.
So Divine Johnny Radloff just won.
Wow. Yeah. I'm delighted for her, genuinely. That's that was who we picked, both of us.
Pretty much.
No disagreements on that one. We predicted it, and so I'm delighted to see her winning.
And I liked seeing that each nominee got an introduction before the winner was announced.
Mm.
And I thought that Divine, when she won, as predicted, her speech, no one was going to play music to, you know, sweep her off the stage.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they can. That's the thing there. This one, we have them talking about the actresses as opposed to the characters or anything like that. We're not going to see any clips from the movies, it seems, for any of these.
Yeah.
But, so, it's kind of, I suppose, if they're going to spend so much time introducing the nominees, you can't then
winners. Remember, Regina King and Lupita and Jamie Lee Curtis won Oscars. I'm pretty sure
they all have in the last couple of years. Yeah.
Rita Moreno won. So we're going to see some Oscar winners up there.
So you can't play them off then. Yeah. You can't play the winner off when you've devoted so much time to introducing them. So
you know what that means? We're going to have the likes of hopefully Brendan Fraser and Ki-Hoo Kwan up there.
Oh yeah. So that's the thing. Every year.
Well, sometimes it's not.
The only time they didn't do it was last year because the winner, normally what they do is that the opposite. So the best actor would bring out the best actress award and vice versa. The reason why they didn't do it last year was because Will Smith had won it the previous year and he
went slappy slappy.
Yeah, he's banned. So Harrison Ford came out and did it instead.
Well, no, he did.
He did Best Picture.
Oh,
I don't know who they did it then. I don't know. Interesting. And now we'll take a short break and you'll hear us again in 3 seconds when another category comes on that we predicted.
Laura, play that music.
No, we're not playing any music. We're just cutting straight to it. So next up we have the best animated feature one. Do you remember who you picked for this?
I think I was easy going with either Spider-Verse or hoping to at least get some. Oh, look who's out, David.
Furiosa. So you've picked for best anime feature, you've gone across Spider-Verse. I'm going to go with Nimona. So let's see who the winner is.
But I don't think I think to jump on the Nimona train, I want it to get some recognition. But I think it's going to be Spider-Verse.
Okay. That's your opinion, man. You're entitled to it, but I think it's going to be Nimona.
All right, and the Oscar goes to The Boy and the Heron.
I got Furiosa and Dementis presenting animated and feature and animated shorts. Just gonna...
It's
Furiosa. it's Furiosa and Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. So it was The Boy and the Heron, which neither of us... I saw it. You didn't see it. I didn't enjoy it, but I'm surprised. And there's not really much to say because... unfortunately, they weren't there to accept the Oscar, so it was just a very much The Boy and the Heron, thanks very much. We accept this on their behalf. I'm surprised.
I've not gotten a kick out of this. Out of the win. Fair enough. If they all thought they deserved the win, okay, yeah, sure. But because it was neither Spider-Verse nor Nimona, I've not got really anything to add to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it was Elemental, I would have liked, not even the movie. But Peter Shawn, the Pixar Gus from Up, you know that kid? He's modeled after Peter Shawn.
Okay.
And Peter Shawn directed The Good Dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
And I will forever remember Peter Shawn because I love The Good Dinosaur. So even just for that alone, I would have liked to have seen him get up there and accept the award and just see. I'd be thinking, thank you for The Good Dinosaur.
Yeah.
You look like you were once Gus from Up.
Mm-hmm. Gus or Russell? The little kid, is it?
No, is it? It's Gus.
It's Russell, yeah.
Is it Russell?
Yeah.
Who's Gus then?
I don't know. You're making up Gus.
Every time I say Gus, I'm talking about the little Asian kid in Up who keeps calling... You know,
Mr. Frederickson?
Yeah. Peter Shawn, the guy who was behind Elemental, one of the guys.
Mm.
I would have... Yeah, thank you for the good dinosaur. But I think I should have gone to Spider-Verse. Or even for Nomona, for popularity's sake, even though it's not as popular. See what I mean? None of these movies have won, and yet I'm still talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've not seen The Boy and the Heron. You have.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like it. I didn't find it attractive. I don't like seeing someone with a big nose the same size as their head.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. You're just, that art style just doesn't do it for you.
But hey, I saw a bit of Furiosa and Chris Hemsworth. Oh, and a surprise guest from Sean O'No Lennon, John Lennon's son.
Yeah, they presented Best Short Animated Film as well.
He did a song work behind it, and he was there as well, and he got to talk during the music to brush him off this stage, you know. So that was cool. I prefer Julian Lennon more.
I'm not, I don't have a...
Julian is Jude.
Oh, hey Jude. Yeah. Okay.
Julian's Jude.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be picking favourites between the Lennons now. That's just me. But I guess you'll be joining us again at the next category.
See you there, David.
So we have Best Supporting Actor here now, and similar enough now, we've got five actors coming out to talk about our actors. Who do you think, quickly, who are we going to... see win
between RDJ, De Niro, Ryan Gosling, or Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah, and Sterling K. Brown.
I'm not gonna think. I'm just gonna go.
Yeah.
And the Oscar goes to Robert Downey Jr.
So here we go. Robert Downey Jr. takes it home. Neither of us are surprised, but like that, I think I would have been happy with anyone really taking home that.
Yeah, but I think was the speech that I wanted to see more. And Robert Downey Jr., he said in his speech that he needed this role more than it needed him. And that could not have been more true. He, yes, was the richest actor in Hollywood before Dwayne Johnson came along. But he was.
He's the head of the MCU. One of the biggest franchises in the world.
Yeah. And he's doing all this with a redemption story because of the well-known stories of him becoming a drug addict and repeated arrests and so on and so forth. Essentially, a third chance he had, as far as I've been informed and educated in RDJ's life and career. And now, I remember when he was casted. It was casted with Cillian Murphy and then Emily Blunt. And then Matt Damon and Robert Downey Jr. were casted the next few days later, but together. Who'd have fucking thunk that a character, Louis Strauss, arguably the villain of Oppenheimer, a character no different than the next, was delivered and performed by RDJ, worthy for an Oscar nomination and a win. And this is just the Oscar. What about all the other awards that he's won?
Yeah, we're obviously only just talking about the Oscars. Because it is the kind of final night and the biggest night, but
no one will care about any award shows after the Oscars. So
I don't think there is any. I think this is the last.
That's exactly why. No one's going to care about SAG or the Grammy
after. Yeah, but like that, like all these other awards have kind of paved the way to this one. And I think like that, some of the actors that we discussed, whether it be Ryan Gosling or Robert De Niro or Mark Ruffalo. I would have been
Sterling.
Happy.
Don't forget Sterling.
Well, just specifically those three. I'm not talking about Sterling now, just because, like that, I don't want to come across as negative. But with the four I mentioned there, like I would have been happy with any of those. I would have been really happy to see Mark Ruffalo win it, but delighted to see Robert De Niro.
What's up with Robert De Niro's beef with Tim Robbins?
Yeah, he seemed like, well, I think it was just
Tim Robbins like a Trump supporter or something?
I don't think so. I think it looked like he just maybe he was just over it. I think if I was Robert De Niro, I'd be kind of over this award season too, because I'm nominated for everything and haven't won anything. You know, he's kind of nearly obligated to be there, and he doesn't want to be. He's also like in his 90s at this point. How old is Robert De Niro?
He's in his 80s.
Yeah, so like he's probably tired. He doesn't want to be there. He's not arsed.
Father of an infant.
Father of an infant. He's got a kid to go home to. So I think that's
he's got children younger. He's got children that are younger than grandchildren, I think.
Yeah, he does.
How fucked up is that?
Yeah.
Off topic.
A little bit off topic, but you'll join us again with the next category.
Well, how great was it to just see the likes?
Why do you keep talking every time I say, like, see you next time? And you're like, yeah, but what about this? You're not letting me get to the next one, sorry.
I just like seeing actors together. Mm. And seeing Christoph Waltz and Mahershala Ali and the Sam Rockwell just there. I just like seeing actors together.
Okay, so we're kind of nearing the end of the night. The next four Oscars are the big ones. So we've got Best Actor here. So we've got five guys. Who we got coming on? We've got Nick Cage, Matthew McConaughey, Brendan Fraser,
Forest Whitaker, and Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley. So
all to give introductions to Cillian Murphy, Colman Domingo,
Jeffrey Wright,
Paul Giamatti,
and Bradley Cooper.
And the Oscar goes to Cillian Murphy.
And the Oscar goes to Christopher Nolan Oppenheimer.
So there we have. We just had two. So we had the
history.
We had Cillian Murphy winning Best Actor. So what do we think of that? Over the moon.
As was written.
I don't think I'm surprised. Like, neither of us are surprised.
We're not surprised to see Cillian Murphy win, but we are more than delighted to see him win.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much we would have liked the idea of Paul Giamatti getting up there because of how much we love what he did,
mm-hmm.
but to close the book, I am more happy that it was a proud fellow Irishman winning it. And tomorrow's news headlines is all gonna be about fellow Irishman and actor Cillian Murphy wins,
brings home the gold. Yeah. They're really gonna lean into it.
They're gonna lean the shit into that
Irishman. Yeah. And I'm glad you got up there and said, I'm a proud Irishman, because there's been a history of reclamation or claiming from England, you know. So I'm glad that he was able to get up there and not only say, I'm a proud Irishman, and end it with Garamila Mahiga. You know?
Somewhere Tom Hardy's going, pulling Leonardo DiCaprio from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
There is.
He said it. But David, upon watching that back-to-back winner, that double-headed winner, I think I had to sit back a second and say, oh my God, because this is the first time me and you have watched the master, Christopher Nolan, win his first Oscar for directing.
Mm-hmm. Which is insane to say with a career as long as 20 years, that like starting from Memento, like nominated for Memento, and it's not until now that he's won.
For directing.
Yeah, and there's so many films that are quintessentially Christopher Nolan. You're like, these are incredible films with Memento and The Dark Knight trilogy and Interstellar.
And Inception.
Dunkirk. These incredible films that stand out amongst everything.
But I think Oppenheimer was the one and only correct choice for it to be the win.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when I saw Tenet, no way, that's not it. When I saw Dunkirk, I knew it wasn't going to be it, because there was at least one or two others in that category that year that were more of a win.
Mm-hmm.
But this year was Nolan's year.
Yeah, it was written. He. It's the one where you get it and you go, yes, I deserve this. This is my best film, you know, for him. Anyway.
And I don't think it spanned too long enough for it to come to a point where, for God's sake, just give him the Oscar already. Mm-hmm. Like it came to with Leonardo DiCaprio. Passing so many until finally The Revenant. It was the right time for Nolan.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to go, we're going straight into Best Actress in a leading role now. So we've got a few. Who we got? We've got
Michelle Yeoh, Jennifer Lawrence.
I can't even see who the other ones are.
Yeah, I think that's not the point. I think the point is this is a two-horse race between the Stones.
Oh yes, Lily Gladstone and Emma Stone. Okay, well, you'll be joining us as we come back with the winner.
And the Oscar goes to Emma Stone.
So we've then our last two. So we had the Best Actress and awarded to,
I told you, Didn't I tell you, David?
You did.
Didn't I tell you that Bella Baxter is one of the best creations in that of characters in years?
Mm-hmm. You did, yeah. No, you said it. You called
it. I'm telling you now. And an Oscar was at the end of that commitment.
Mm-hmm. I think that I loved seeing Emma Stone. She got up there and she just...
Oh, she ripped her the zip on her dress broke, and she was very innocent about it. Mm-hmm. And she was very shy about it, and very, like, breath-catching about it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know when you just listen to Emma Stone speak mm-hmm. in certain movies, or any movie, I just like the way she sounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, I don't know, nerdy, maybe.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I just like that she was, like, taken with the emotion of it all, and she's getting caught up, and even though it's not even her first one, she's still, like...
Wasn't expecting it,
and yeah, no, she was...
It's grateful, appreciative, thanking everyone and anyone she could.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're now entering a phase where when you talk about Meryl Streep, Cate Blanchett, Frances McDormand, and recently Olivia Colman, you gotta now start considering throwing Emma Stone in there.
Absolutely. I think it'd be unfair not to, because of the fact that she's been nominated 5 times.
And just won twice.
And
now.
Won twice in, yeah. When was La La Land? 2016. So yeah. Less than 10 years. 2 wins in 10 years. It's incredible. And then...
Actors are getting expensive.
Yeah. Listen, that's Hollywood. They gotta pay. They got the star power behind them. And then we have our final, our big one of the night, Best Picture.
And it was nice to see. Last year it was...
Harrison Ford.
I'm trying to give him a good description. The leading man mm-hmm. come out to deliver the Best Picture.
Yeah.
And here we
have... The legend.
Yeah. And now we have this year the a vintage of ancient history and cinema.
The Godfather.
Al Pacino.
Here it comes. And Maria, I see Oppenheimer. Yes.
No surprise. We both kind of knew. Yeah. I think a lot of people knew. Everyone knew.
It's just funny. You see Ludwig up there with an Oscar. Killian and RDJ up there with Oscars. You see the editors and the cinematographer Hoyt up there with Oscars. And now you see Chris Nolan with... Oh, he's got 2 Oscars in
it. In one night. Yeah.
An Oscar for each hand.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife was giving the speech because his wife does the producing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Their children are going home thinking, oh... Mom and Dad won an Oscar.
Yeah. they went that night with no Oscars, and then they're going home with 3, you know, between the two of them. It's well deserved. I think of all of the films, it is probably the best picture on both a technical level and an enjoyment level.
If we see Oppenheimer again, we're seeing Oscar winning performances. Not Oscar worthy, Oscar winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seeing that it's not just best supporting actor, but it's best actor and best director and best picture. Like, it's the best in almost every category. Do you know? It's not just a one-time thing. It's every aspect of it. So I'm glad that it was recognized in that way. And I look forward to now watching it again, like you said, with that knowledge of it's the Oscar-winning Oppenheimer.
Isn't Oppenheimer lucky? Dune Part 2?
Yeah.
Moved from Absolutely. 2023 to 2024.
Absolutely. That would have been probably one of the toughest races, maybe not ever, but in a long, long time.
In our lifetime.
Because I genuinely would have given everything to Dune Part 2. So I...
What does that mean for next year?
What does that mean for next year? I mean, it's interesting because normally when it comes to Oscar nominations, a lot of Oscar films come out in the winter period. Whereas Dune Part 2...
Was March.
Is March.
But Oppenheimer was midsummer.
Yeah.
June,
July. As was Barbie.
Yeah.
So I think that realistically, in my head, Dune Part 2 is very much a front runner already. And it's, you know, we saw Dune yesterday. And the Oscars are today. So we could not possibly be any further away from next year's Oscars. And I'm already saying, yeah, it's probably going to be Dune Part 2. So everything else that comes out this year is up against that in my head. You know, I'm going to... It's Dune Part 2 and everything else is going to measure up to it. So thank you so much for listening to this bonus episode. We hope that you watched the Oscars and it was interesting to hear our live reactions.
I hope you listened to our predictions beforehand.
Yeah, and if you didn't watch the Oscars, hopefully now you don't have to because you've listened to us react to some of them. There's a lot of other categories, obviously, we didn't discuss. Visual effects, editing, cinematography, hair and makeup, like tons of stuff. So if there is a time that you're looking for new films to watch, now is the right time to look at the Oscars, see what won, see what was nominated especially. It's not just about the winners, but it's about everyone that was nominated because it's your opportunity now to discover something that you didn't know about. And you never know, you might find your new favorite movie.
Watch Poor Things.
Yeah, great film. Oscar winning actress in it. Oscar winning performance.
I'm telling you. So does that mean Oppenheimer was better than Barbie?
I guess objectively in the Academy's eyes, yes.
Yes, David.
Yeah.
Correct.
I think that the best performance tonight was I'm Just Ken.
Let's just close this episode by acknowledging that Ryan Gosling doing I'm Just Ken.
Highlight.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
What a man.
What a man. Whoa. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode. We post new episodes every single Wednesday. Make sure to listen to the episode this coming week where we're going to discuss Dune Part 2. Thanks, Brent.
Good night, David.